Good evening, everyone. Relax is very important. Okay, relax. Relax means that if you really something achieved, you know, like you have long time, you have some kind of hope, and you do effort. And then once you've done everything, then you feel something big achieved. You really kind of feel that you are now totally kind of free. You know, your body becomes soft, mind becomes peace, speech becomes gentle, and then you lay down or you sit on chair, whatever, you feel some kind of special. You feel something that you have really done. Now that kind of experience is not often happening. We do have resting or taco, right? Between something. But what you have is that what should I will do, you know? That is, even you are resting, relaxing, but at the same time, you are counting something. How I should do your rest of job. You know, you are thinking how I will do. So, even we talk about resting, relaxing, but still it's too much rush. So, mind is not really resting. So therefore, it's not really rest. And then, I think when you come to the like temples, or this we call Buddhist temple, you can call temple, and or the front of the valuable, respected of the object, such the Buddha's imaging and Buddha's teachings. And then we sit on the cushion, and you, all of you, come here to a little meditation, recitation, listening, teachings. So it's very important to have really relaxing. You know, try to come here and sit perfectly. You know, done something. Put behind, you just came all your body, speech, mind, and sit and rest. So these Tuesday teachings or meditations is very suitable for beginners, because there's not much things, you know. Normally we have some strange things, right, doing long recitations and doing many different rituals. So the beginning is difficult, you know, they don't understand what they are doing, and so on and so forth. So the Tuesday, what you need to do is you should sit correctly, and then really relax, you know, like also relax your mind, relax your body, should be relaxed. And your speech should be relaxed. Relax means that totally free. You know, no kind of planning. Just come and sit. So that the recitation, recitation, that is the mentor of the Buddha, Buddha Shakyamuni. So basically, in the Buddhism, we talk about, as I mentioned, I think earlier teachings, that we have three doors. They call doors: body, speech, and mind. These three are very important. And why we call this tree is door? Because if you really letting in positive actions or merit or good things, it has to come these three doors, either body or speech or mind. Or if, you know, if we done bad things, which the really bad result for self and others and so on and so forth, and it is also, it has to come through the body, speech, mind. There's no second door, you know, this is, we can say, oh, this is good door, this is bad door. We don't have. We have only one door. So if we open for the all good and bad, and then like this kind of door, you know, and both coming into the our soul, maybe English word, I think they call it soul. Or if you let only bad things, and that is also the one door, you know, through this body and speech mind. Then if we let in good things, also the one door, there's no more. So therefore, this door, three doors, are very important door. And also, you can say, very dangerous, or you can also say very wonderful. The dangerous and the wonderful depends the owner of the using the doors. You know, we make well door or nice doors, and you have very strong lock, you know, strong lock. If you really totally kind of closed, and then no one can come in, right? So you don't have to any worry. Wherever you go, you just think, okay, I have closed my house door, and no thieves, no guests, and nothing could come in. So you don't much really need to worry. You have good door, good locks, but if you are not locked, you know, not locked, then not much point. Even your door is very stronger, even your lock is very new, and wherever you are, you are thinking, oh, what will happen? Maybe thief came, maybe someone came, take my things, and so on and so forth. The similar, these three doors, we collecting both good and bad. So Buddha says, don't kill anybody from the body. Don't stealing. And then from the speech, don't lie. For example, mind says, don't wish to harm to others. Because why? We don't want sufferings. You don't want to wish to someone kill you, right? We don't wish to someone kill us. So therefore, you should not kill anybody else. And we don't like someone lying to us. You know, we don't like, right? So Buddha says, therefore, you should don't lie to others. And we don't like someone really harmful wish, or, you know, there's bad thinking. So therefore we try to, Buddha says, should not think that way. But of course, the teachings are very wonderful, are there. But applying this Buddha's teaching is not very easy. You know, not easy. Perfectly pure is almost impossible. But what we can do is we can improve. You know, if we can use for one day, 5 minutes without lying, without killing, without thinking bad, and you've done something. You know, and we need to really collecting minute to minute, hour to hour, good thoughts. You know, physically, verbally, and mentally. So therefore, Buddhist people, they do practice either the group or individually at least 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 12 hours, 15 and 18 hours, very much dependent on the people's situation. You know, some who have the really full time, they wake up morning 3 o'clock and they sleep in 11 o'clock evening. You know, in evening 11 o'clock. They woke up morning 3 o'clock and going to sleeping 11 o'clock. So, there is how many hours? 4 hours sleep. You know, like one of my teacher, I have one teacher here, and he passed away when he was 89 years old. And last 10 years or 8 years, he traveling many times in Europe. And I was with him all the time. So even he is 85, 86, 87 years old, but he really went to sleeping not more before 11 o'clock of the evening, but early morning wake up 3 o'clock. One day schedule of him is schedule of all his life. So, if there is people who need to teach, who need to help, then he is able to see him, talk with him. But when there is nobody, then he do either recitation or meditation. So the body, speech, mind are really no time to kill, lying, and etc. But for us who live in the modern country, who have full-time job, who have really need also enjoyment of the worldly things, and who don't want to give up any of our daily enjoyment or daily chatting, drinking, talking, so we don't have much time. So therefore, I think if we could have every day at least 1 hour, either morning or evening, you know, you sit correct. We need to think, okay, 1 hour, I do meditation. Mindfulness meditation is also fine. You know, the Westerner mindfulness, I mean. You know, the Westerner mindfulness, I think, supposed to be no religions, right? So, if you sit correctly, one cushion, so that means 1 hour, you will not kill anybody. You know, we are not harm to anybody from the body. And then, mentally or speechly, that you need to be kind of promising or like kind of wow that 1 hour, I will not pick up my phone, I will not talk to anybody. You know, either switch off or silent your phone. So, the speech, totally free, no gossip, no lying, divorce talk, Harsh words?
Nothing.
Instead of, if we recite in some mantras, in if you are Buddhist followers, for example, the Om Muni Muni Maha Muni Soha, this mentor is Buddha Shakyamuni. He found this mentor and he wake up his mind the using of the this mantra. So it's very powerful mantra. There's many other powerful mantras, but this is like related with Buddha Shakyamuni. So if you are Buddhist followers, or if you like Buddha, you know, if you like compassion, if you like loving kindness, if you like wisdom, this mantra is very good. So if you recite mantras for 1 hour, it's wonderful. Even if you don't want to recite anything, be silent, also very good. And then, mind, of course, our mind is really jumping all the time. It's very hard to bring to one place. So for beginning, you cannot control your mind for sure. But maybe the beginning, maybe you don't know what is your mind really doing. But once you sit on the cushion and think of I will do meditation, sit correctly, and then when you are totally silent, your body, totally silent of the your speech, so that there is the only movement is the mind. So therefore, you can clearly see how our mind is really the moving, the rush in the mind is totally rush. So the beginners try to don't kind of jumping mind. So of course, we cannot, if you say to your mind, oh, you should not jumping, maybe the mind is more jumping. You know, if you say someone, your kids or whatever, hey, don't move. Maybe one time he don't listen. If you say two times, three times, maybe these kids also listen. Even your dogs can be listen. Even your kids can be listen. But mind, if we say, oh, you should not jump, that doesn't stop, the mind stop. But then mind has also some kind of methods. You know, we really need the beginning, some kind of support. So ancient traditions, also we using our breath, you know, breath, counting breath, slowly breath coming out. You know, first exhale, then inhale, exhale, inhale, you counting. With your mind, you know, mind reading your breath, inhale and exhale. One exhale and one inhale, then you counting one. And that kind of 7 times, you are counting. Then once a 7, then again we start from 1. Again 1, 2, 7, 10, then again 1. So you need to first maybe the mind really kind of goes with the breath. So it means all other things are stopped, now called single point mind. But before that, the body must be soft. You know, if you're too tight to sitting, that is also not healthy, not comfortable. You know, push. Now they, we have the, this kind of cushion. It's backside a little bit high, and then the legs cross. It's very important because the channels are become more straight. And more channels are straight and soft, and the knots of the channels are more open, that the winds also goes the correctly. The wind goes correctly, then the mind become more soft, more, you know, correct. So therefore, before meditate, sitting is important. Then start to meditating. The using of the breath in order to keep your mind single point is one method. So you clearly see that your mind, maybe one time you can keep mind one breath time, but maybe next time your mind is ready to go somewhere else. You know, and then you need to recollect it. You know, bring back and put there, put there, put there. Those are the methods. That is one thing. Then other things also need some kind of support. So if you are Buddhist, maybe Buddha's imagine or little picture of the Buddha, statue of the Buddha, and look at that. It's very powerful method. But then if you are not Buddhism, if you don't have Buddha's imagine, and you can use anything, such like this kind of or anything, you know, like cup. So the idea is that mind with that support. So again, you know, we cannot really concentrate all the time in 1 hour. Of course, no. Even 1 minute hard. But again, you can put recollecting, recollecting, recollecting. Do you know what is recollecting? Right? Recollecting. But things that if we do this more and more, then maybe you know how to tame your mind, how to really train. We need to train our mind. So 1 hour the meditation for beginning is too long for you. Maybe 10 minutes you will be, maybe you are kind of happily you will do. But then 45 minutes, not very happily you will do. I think maybe if we say like 1 hour I will do meditation, you know, then maybe 45 minutes you are may possible very difficult for you to do. Okay? So therefore maybe the recitation, you know, before the recitation something 10 minutes or 15 minutes or even 20 minutes. So this one page of the recitation, maybe I will give you explain also this. It's very essential of the teachings, and also the each of the these words are really that we call virtue words, you know, positive words. So when you are reciting this, the best recitation ones, what they can do is what you read, you know, they sound, but also reading by eyes, reading by the verb, and reading from the mind. So the meaning you understand, and the letters you understand, or reading, you know, and the sounds are the positive sounds. So there is immeasurable virtue actions if you are belief of the cause and karma and result, or karma, cause and result, if you believe. And if meanwhile, if you have really devotion to the Buddha's Dharma, Sangha, the devotion is very important, important kind of quality of the mind. So the devotion also rests through the knowing of qualities. The recitation, they're talking about quality of the Buddha, quality of the Dharma, quality of the Sangha, quality of the our own the realities. So here, when we talk about Buddha, you know, I want to tell one thing, maybe important. When we talk about Buddha, the Buddha Shakyamuni is Buddha. We call Buddhism, we believe is Buddha, is Buddha. And then Jesus is Buddha for the Christian practitioner point of view. He is Buddha, right? So the outer Buddhas, you know, outer Buddha, because the Buddha Shakyamuni was different than us, right? Different than us. He is outer Buddha, we call outer Buddha. You know, mainly when you talk about Buddha Shakyamuni, for example, we have imagine of like this, like Indian guy, very tall one, you know, perfect kind of body and so on and so forth. But the really, really, really Buddha is, you know, all of sentient beings. The essence is the really Buddha. Why Buddha Shakyamuni is become Buddha? Because his essence is Buddha, so that's why he became Buddha. Jesus, why become really special? Because his essence is special, so it's rampant. So the reality, the essence of Buddha and essence of the sentient beings, no difference. Because reality, we cannot make any kind of separation. You know. So therefore, the real Buddha is our nature. So we need to really kind of repenting this. We can call repenting, you know, Actually, there's not really such kind of repenting like flowers, you know, which there's no before flower, but slowly repenting. Not like that. I think best example is the sun and moon on the sky. The pure sky, the moon and sun are all the time there. Sometimes appear, sometimes not appear, because of the circumstances. So similarity, our mind, the nature of the mind is like space, totally pure. And there is wisdom of the moon, loving kindness of the sun, what is called sun, but also all the time. The temporarily or relatively, we cannot see, because the covered of the clouds. So the ordinary sentient beings, we think that we never be become really Buddha. You know, we think that Buddha is very special. He's Buddha. His knowledge is only his knowledge. But his knowledge is his nature. The nature is his nature, and sentient beings' nature are same. So what we need to think is that we really need to find the nature of the mind. Nature of the mind. So nature of mind is, as I mentioned, like limitless, you know, limitless and pure. So therefore, actually, no matter how much the negative emotions we have, but it disappeared. You know, last year, you may have very angry with something, someone. But maybe today you don't even remember. For example of the, you know, this, even this life, earlier times we have very much joy or something, but now there's nothing remind. You know, if this mind is not really limitless, for example, I think we would explode because we collected so much kind of emotions, anger, thoughts. But then, it's nothing remain, right? Nothing remain. It's disappeared the momentarily. For example of the now, moment of this, if you're very strongly angry, so we make mistake, you know, mistake the just only terms this. If we do not understanding, and then we after this you know, the liberation of the angers of momentarily, if we do not understanding, then we using this anger, a kind of or the power of that anger, then we said wrongly, did wrongly, and so on and so forth. But if you know, everything is if understood. The master says the all movement of the mind is like when you are doing things in the water. You know, when you are doing in the water, can you see something? First looks like there's some kind of drawing, right? And if you do like this, the momentarily, the next ones are disappeared. You can call disappeared, you can call liberations. So movement of the mind is very, 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 very same. So if you really want to make exactly one kind of imagine of the drawing in the water, it's never ever you can do. You can't. So similarity, the mind, if you make some kind of imagine, you know, of the something in your mind, we cannot. That is nature. Nature of mind is just like that. So therefore, the anger, if you let go, it really disappeared, almost you can say momentarily. Of course, when you are doing, the liberation of the doing on the river is very fast, right? Very fast. But then we think that our anger is not that fast. Our desire is not that fast. Right? But that is also depends who really look this drawing of on the water. So therefore, the meditation, or you meditate, the mind jumping out very fast. That is good, also good example. So our suffering, our anger, also fast. You know, if we really want to keep our anger, let's say if you really like your anger and you want to keep your anger forever, I think you will be very, very upset because you cannot keep. You know, I think maybe you will be really most upset because you cannot keep even 1 hour, even 1 minute, I think. It's very difficult. But if you really don't want that, even it liberates momentarily and we feel it will be very long term with you, it harm to you, and so on and so forth. So meditation means more knowing of the situation of the our mind. And more you really dealing with your thinking, you know, your this how movement works. Firstly, meditate with yourself and you will know more and more about the situation of mind. Then maybe you will see these are the really like playing of the kids. You know, kids playing something. And when grow-ups look at, there's nothing much feeling. You know, for us, nothing feeling. And may you like that, oh, he is playing very well, that you are free. That was mother's best time. Okay, kids are playing and they enjoy it, then I can relax it. That was your feeling, but you don't have anything special. Of course, kids, they are very into it. They have very strongly think they are doing something wonderful and fantastic and so on and so forth. So, now, if those who don't know about situation of the mind, and then they are hurting, they are clinging, you know. If there are little happiness happening, you have starting clinging, holding. But as I mentioned, we cannot hold and starting suffering, sad. If there is anger or something uncomfortable happening, try to remove. You know, more try to remove, it didn't go. But more you just let be, it disappeared. You know, the water, if you are more digging down, digging, try to take out the dirty, the water will be more dirty. But if you are let be, and water will be more pure. So similarity, the mind, if we are really digging more things, you know, this I don't want, that I don't want, you know, if you push more things, it will be more kind of, more dirty. You find more things, you know. Then even that one day yourself will check. So therefore, anyway, so meaning of the meditation and mindfulness has few things, and most important is really knowing of the situation of the mind. And more you know situation of mind, you will be more comfortable life, free life. You know, we talk about omniscient, fully loving kindness. Those are the very high level of the mind, high quality of the mind. But before that, there's many other qualities, you know. Like our life, really we need free from the stress, you know. Particularly when the winter comes. You know, it's very dark, and weather bad. So naturally people kind of, I don't know how to use English, but more like push down, isn't it? And then you think, oh, the sun is very important. I try to go to Spain, Portugal, Bangkok, India. But as long as our inner sun is not red, then again you have to come back. the dark country. Same problem. It's really not much point to 1 week or 2 weeks having sun. It's nothing. So maybe I think this today's page you can take home and read, and then we can talk next Tuesday. But in the Buddhism, we say displaying in inner, you know, Tibet word nongba. Buddhism is Tibet word called nongba. Nong means inside, you know, inside. So they are more concerning of the inner quality, rather more outer, you know. Like general, we like nice form, sound, smell. We talk about five enjoyments, you know, five enjoyments. It means that people like nice forms, you know, nice forms, and we have strong attachment generally. And particularly, different animals have different desires. I think we talk about butterfly. Do you know butterfly? Butterfly has very strong desire of the form of the butter lamps or form of the lights. So they dilute it. You know, they think this is something really I like it. And because of his desires, then butterfly dive into the fire or lights and so on and so forth. And then the fish, you know, the fish, when people catch fish, and because of the small worm, whatever, so the fish strongly desire to the taste of this worm, and that way he lose his life. Then maybe we don't have, in Finland we don't have elephant, right? So you don't know how elephant is dying. Mostly elephant also his desire catch. Then he tried to, kind of his desire is the muddy kind of water. Or punch, you know, he just sleeping or rolling that, and then he cannot stand up, and then most of elephants die. So the different this object, anyway, form, smell, touch, feeling, and this we call five objects, and they are the forms, you know, they are the objects. So, the most beings, they very much rely on that in order to get their enjoyment, their happy. So therefore, they call five object or five enjoyment. But Buddhists, the Buddha, he concerning of the look in the mind, you know, producing happiness from your mind, not from the object. So therefore, the word that call Buddhism, in Tibet we call Nomba, who are searching the really happiness and enjoyment from the old mind. So if we find that, then we maybe we don't need go to the somewhere to get some kind of light or nice things and so on and so forth. May you can be satisfied from the inner qualities. In order to happening this, then we need to training our mind, you know, training our mind. Starting from the look at first your mind, not always look all the time outside. You know, for example, when you are desire came, we look outside. You know, we like, oh, this I like and that I like and so on and so forth. When we came to anger, for example, negative emotion, anger, also look outside. You know, oh, he or she is very bad. And then you can list off the thousand different things, how he or she bad. But we never look at the who really says it's bad. Then when you have jealous, same things, you can see. So therefore, the most time our mind never reach, you know, we never look at. So when really you look the your mind, already the mind become kind of mess. It's really very strange, you know, very, very strange. For example, if someone has done some mistake, you know, big mistake, let's say here is one-handed people around with here, and then if someone lost something from here, and we say, okay, someone stolen and on my things and so on and so forth, you know. And then, for example, like police or someone look each of people's face, you know, this guy, he don't know yet who really stole it. But those stolen ones, naturally their face change. Most time. Right? You know, if you look, it changed faith. Similarity. The mind is very, I think the last time I mentioned, it's very kind of weak, you know, mind in general, the negative mind. So if we look at your own anger, even look, it already kind of his faith or his power is changed. So you should try, really, really, you should try. You should check. And before those able to, you know, when you anger, able to look our mind, then before we need to train a little bit, you know, meditate. Maybe 1 hour, half hour every day. And then after 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, you will have some experience for sure. But if we never try, if we never, I know all of us, we wish to do something, but it's very hardly really happening that you are doing. So, the mindfulness is look to the mind. Is mindfulness. Look to the mind is mindfulness. It's very, very important. And firstly, we look to the mind when we have good time. When you have good time, okay? Because when you have difficult time, when you have difficult situation, we don't know how to do, you know. And when you are good time, you should look mind by your mind.
And this become training. And then, when we have become difficult situations, we can look at. Then we can really even get the benefit from that. If we can do few times, you know, when you, few times, if you're able to do when you have difficult situations, then your mind is already trained or like really well trained somehow, you can say. So that way, then we can get benefit of the our difficult lifetimes and so on and so forth. Then the Buddhists, we talk about then virtue actions, collecting of the accumulated merit, and there's many other things. Then we can build from that. And then more gains the merits, and then more able to train our minds, more able to benefit to others, and so on and so forth. So now we have been caught few times. If you really have some questions, then I will know what is really best we can talk in future. Do we have any questions? Okay.
What if you experience something very negative, like that someone hurts you really bad, and that is very strong emotion?
Yes.
So how do you kind of in that situation can stay away from the emotion and not react negatively, not to dig it up like you said?
One of the Indian master says, that you're hurt, right? Someone hurt you very badly. And he says, if this hurt can be changed, or cannot change, these two questions inside. If this can be changed, then no point to holding this, because it can be changed. But if this cannot be changed, for example, you hurt because of someone killed something, your dear friend or something, you cannot change, then no point to make hurt yourself. If they can change, no point to keep hurting yourself, because it will change. If this cannot change, it's also no point to, or no, other one is no need, but another one is no point. Those is very special thinking. Then of course, other things, there's the hurting. The action of the hurting is already gone. You know, hurting maybe hurt because of the beat you, because of the shouting you, whatever. The action is really gone. So now we are just hurting that. There's nothing left. The old actions are momentarily gone. So therefore, better to not hold, try to let go. You know, if you hold, this is called light, but if you really hold this, can be hurt you, can be very heavy you. You know, one day you cannot hold. So hold is kind of some kind of holding something in mind. It's just only harm. Is this okay?
Yes, sorry. Thank you.
And what do you use when you have negative emotions? What you do? May I know your name? Sorry.
Alma.
Alma. Okay, Alma. Yeah. When you are strongly angry, what you do?
Crying? No, trying to think something else.
But at the moment, you should look the anger. Look the anger. Are you like anger?
No.
Of course, we don't like anger, right? So when anger came, then this is something we don't like. So you should look at, okay, now he is coming, which he don't like. So you should close the door. Yeah, mister, what is your name?
Yarko.
Oh, your name is also Yarko. I think Finn has a lot of Yarko. And what you do?
Maybe try to count until 10 or something.
You try to?
Count from 1 to 10.
What count?
To count down.
1 to 10. That is you are doing daily life.
Yeah, but I think I'm not that often so very happy.
Okay. And what is your biggest problem of the... What makes you a kind of suffering?
Maybe the stress at the work.
Yeah, stress stroke. Yeah, that is. I think many people have the stress stroke because. That is also. Why makes stress for you?
It's maybe that there's not too many things to do.
But I think you are doing perfect. But your mind maybe has too many ideas also. You know, like we have, if you are, for example, boss, if you have too many ideas, of course the mind is very powerful, sharp. We cannot achieve it in one body or even few bodies. So less thinking too much the ideas. Rather more concentration what you are doing. More, I think I should say, more rejoicing what you have done than, you know, worrying of the thinking of what you will do.
Yeah, I also think so, that this stress is not coming like outside, but it's just that my own mind is making.
Yes. So I think it's that you should practice of the then satisfied of the what you have done. Really can be helpful, you know, satisfied. We are lack of the this also, satisfied. You don't see how much you've done, you know. You just only see what you have to do. So then look at what you have done. So today's the teaching page, next time if you could come, please bring. And maybe meanwhile, just you can read. This is important kind of precious things. And then maybe we can do the dedications.